Folks, we have 5 weeks left in 2016, and we need $105,000 to cover our expenses for the year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues, etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2016.
We love seeing these old, decrepit, just falling down houses. For us, it's all about the challenge.
I love the idea that we can do it. I think that's part of the fun.
And that's the passion that really drives this. We love it.
Share what you love with us.
I feel like I was your first fixer-upper.
My diamond in the rough right here.
Watch Fixer Upper, Thursday night at 8, only on HGTV.
That's good television.
Well, if they had awards for most charming couple, it probably would go to the Gaines. They are a popular married couple. They've got adorable children, a thriving business, and man, they will fix up a house. And not only will you love it if it happens to be your house, but golly, everybody watching on television will love it too. And not just the house, they're going to love these two people, Joanna and Chip Gaines. He's funny. She's adorable. They're both talented. They're made for television. BuzzFeed, though, is shocked, utterly shocked to learn something about them. We're going to talk about that here on this Thursday afternoon on Issues, Etc. Greetings and welcome. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Pastor Hans Feeney will join us here to talk about BuzzFeed and its reaction to the hosts of HGTV's Fixer Upper and their views, or at least their pastor's view on homosexuality. He's written for The Federalist recently on that subject. We'll talk atheists and aliens with Pastor Peter Burfind, author of the book Gnostic America and an article for The Federalist titled Aliens Don't Exist, But They Do Tell Us a Lot About Atheists. We'll talk the 70th anniversary of the classic Christmas movie. I don't even have to say the title because you know what it is. It's A Wonderful Life. Terry Mattingly will be our guest, author of the weekly On Religion column for the Universal Syndicate. Then it's time for Christ in the Old Testament. Today we'll be in Psalm 72, Give the King Your Justice. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest. Now you can join us with questions or comments over the course of the next 2 hours. Call in number 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc. Or the Issues, Etc. comment line is always open for you, 618-223-8382. Pastor Hans Feeney joins us to talk about a BuzzFeed column about homosexuality and the hosts of HGTV's Fixer Upper. Pastor Feeney is pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois, creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, senior contributor to The Federalist, and author of a recent column there titled BuzzFeed Wants to Destroy Chip and Joanna Gaines for Being Christian and Wildly Popular. Hans, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
What world do the folks at BuzzFeed live in that they are shocked that a Texas couple, Waco, Texas, go to church and that their pastor is opposed to homosexuality?
Yeah, I don't think it's so much that they're shocked that those kind of people exist. I think the problem is that they're shocked that those kind of people exist and that they're likable. I think that's more the problem, is that there's the BuzzFeed response strikes me as dating someone, and it's like a real liberal girl dating a guy and falling in love with him and then finding out that he's a Republican, and then deciding that she must have been tricked the entire time and that he was running some nefarious scheme to win her heart, rather than kind of questioning her, you know, her major premise that you can't be a decent guy and disagree with her politically. And I think that's kind of what we see here, where you've got folks who kind of live in this bubble where they just convince themselves that everyone who opposes same-sex marriage is a bigot and hateful and a nasty, sneering, you know, toothless, uneducated redneck. And then when you've got this couple that's very kind and sweet and fun, and they're people you'd love to, you know, have over for dinner and things of this nature. When all of a sudden you discover that, you know, there's a good chance that these people could hold to beliefs that you think are the most reprehensible in the world, they just sort of lose their minds over it. So you, it's that kind of that thing where you end up trashing the reputation of your ex once you discover that there's something that you didn't like about them as a way of kind of making atonement for your sin of having fallen in love with the wrong person, I think.
Okay, so they wouldn't be surprised, or they wouldn't be making a big deal about it, necessarily, if Chip Gaines was swaggering around, kind of talking in a rude way to his wife and his children, if Joanna was missing a tooth or two or something like that, and if they were the stereotypical picture of the kind of people BuzzFeed believes are opposed to homosexuality.
Right, yeah, I think that's the problem that they're running into, is that these are folks who didn't fit the stereotype, and so now they're angry about it, and now they're trying to kind of rewrite things to make them fit the stereotype.
So what exactly did BuzzFeed have to say about HGTV's fixer-upper and their host?
Well, basically, it was an author or journalist, whatever you would call her, Kate Arthur, is I think how you pronounce her last name. It's like Arthur, but with another U thrown in there for some reason. And she basically wrote a piece essentially saying, oh my goodness, we just discovered that Chip and Joanna Gaines' pastor, the pastor of the church that they go to, believes that homosexuality is a sin, and we haven't gotten any comment back from them as to what they think about it. So in other words, there were several things that were just sort of awful about it. On one level, it was just that you don't even know if, so obviously their pastor's not a public figure in this sense. He doesn't have really much of anything to do with the show. So the story's not really about him. The whole story was, here's something unsavory that these people might believe, but we don't actually have any idea whether or not they believe it, but we're going to basically get the battering rams and the tanks in line to let them know that we're, you know, if they don't disavow their pastor's teaching, we're going to start firing, is I think essentially the approach there.
So Jimmy Seibert, who is the Gaines pastor, he said, and here I quote, "If someone were to say marriage is defined in a different way, let me just say they are wrong. God defined marriage, not you and I. God defined masculine and feminine, male and female, not you and I." That's what he said. What kind of newly moved goalposts does that statement run into?
Well, I think the argument sort of used to be that there are kind of all of the, there must be all these Christians out there who are like Westboro Baptist Church, which is always a very kind of convenient foil in this whole debate, because Westboro Baptist isn't really even a church. It's just a creepy weirdo and, you know, a bunch of his creepy weirdo family members, but who have this, obviously they're notable for having this very vulgar and very salacious and very confrontational way of speaking. Whereas obviously the Gaines pastor was very sort of straightforward and simple and completely non-incendiary about this, and just said that marriage is what God says it is, and it's not what people invent it to be, which is hardly a salacious thing to say, hardly a controversial thing to say. But we've kind of now moved to the point where anything other, so it's not about tone, it's not about, you know, it's not like what was a few years ago where people would say, well, we at least need to be expressing ourselves, you know, respectfully or things of this nature. It was just simply, if you hold a position and your conclusion is anything other than gay marriage is great and wonderful and people who are same-sex attracted should act upon those desires, anything short of that, there's no difference between you and, you know, the guys who are beating up gay guys outside of a club or a bar, you know, somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Now, on top of that, Cosmo followed up on BuzzFeed's indignation and tried to contact the couple's company, Magnolia, and HGTV's PR department. Didn't get an answer. What did they read into that?
Yeah, well, I think that was actually BuzzFeed that originally did that. I think Cosmo was just reporting on it. But yeah, basically, they called the company and essentially said, we want to know what these people think about, what this couple thinks about gay marriage, and also why haven't they had any, are they going to have gay couples on their show? Because this is something that, I had actually noticed this because my wife watches this show quite a bit, and she's kind of fond of these Fix Up Your House shows, and these Fix Up Your House shows are oftentimes or have a large number of gay couples on them. And this was kind of the one show where I had noticed that was never really the case, and I remember kind of thinking to myself, I bet it won't take too long before somebody else notices this, and all of a sudden starts insisting that Chip and Joanna Gaines better start doing this or else their show needs to get taken off the air. So yeah, that's I think how BuzzFeed has tried to sort of justify this, and I know that I believe the chief editor of the publication has basically said, well, this is really a story about what HGTV's policy is on this, which is really just nonsense. It was just simply a witch hunt where you're trying to get people to, you're putting them in a position where either they say the wrong thing and you insist on a boycott of their show and you start screaming about how oppressive this is, or you force them to publicly reject the words of their pastor. So that's the position that you put people in.
What do you think is likely to happen here?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I presume that I believe from what I've heard that Chip and Joanna Gaines don't even have a TV. So my guess would be that they are probably more immune to the kind of this massive movement of internet rage that's sort of swarming in their direction. Although I don't know how big it really is. I mean, I think I've seen far more anger at BuzzFeed and Cosmo in this than I have actually at the Gaines themselves. And I've read a number of articles from very liberal, openly homosexual, authors and stuff like that who have said, look, I'm supposedly the group that's being hurt by these people, and it's fine, and there's nothing going on, and people need to stop acting this way. So, I don't think there's any real compelling motive for them to give in to the mob here. I guess the bigger question is, how HGTV will respond to this, in large part because there was, I believe, two brothers who were going to be having a show, and then people discovered that they had made comments against same-sex marriage, and then kind of aimed the internet indignation machine in their direction, and HGTV pulled the plug on their show. But that was also kind of before the show was on the air, and the Fixer Upper and the Gaines duo is quite popular. So I'd imagine HGTV would have a bit more ratings motivation to tell BuzzFeed to get lost.
So in other words, HGTV can say, look, the audience loves them, deal with it, BuzzFeed and Cosmo.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Did they also break the celebrity code? Because in America, celebrities are supposed to, they're supposed to support the cause celebre.
Yeah, are you asking if
the Gaines,
Joanna Gaines have broken that code?
Yeah, did they break the celebrity code? Celebrities are supposed to support things like same-sex marriage. It goes with the territory. You're famous. Come on.
Yeah, I suppose that's kind of the question, and that may be part of the problem here is that kind of, as I was saying at the beginning, that the kind of the mindset of people at BuzzFeed is sort of, well, we get to put you in the bigot ghetto, and you have to stay there. We put you, if you're a Christian and you're going to oppose same-sex marriage, we're going to put you in Bigotville, and you have to stay there. And if we catch you outside in likable land, then we're going to be very angry about this and punish you for kind of coming into our territory. And that certainly, I think, is probably the mindset of a lot of people here, is that if you're a public figure, then the tax for getting out of Bigotville is that you have to disavow, any religious objections to same-sex marriage or things of that nature. And but I think probably what people are coming to discover is it doesn't take long. All you really need is you just need a couple people to not back down with this stuff and to realize that that as angry as people may be at you, it just takes a couple of days, and then the mob will move on to someone else. So they can be mad at you for supporting what the Bible teaches about marriage, and then somebody will shoot a gorilla, and they'll all forget about it a couple of days later.
Pastor Hans Feeney is our guest. We'll come back a few more minutes with him on the other side of the break on this Thursday afternoon, the 1st of December. He says BuzzFeed and Cosmo and their ilk are not only undergoing the angst of having discovered that they liked someone who opposed same-sex marriage, maybe, they're also undergoing a spiritual crisis. We'll find out what that means after this.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
At Concordia Evangelical Lutheran Church of Wilmington, Delaware, our mission is to serve our community by sharing Christian hope. We've been doing this since 1938 and joyfully continue to do so in the 21st century. If you're ever in the city that DuPont Chemical Corporation calls home, or is known by some as the credit card capital of the world, we hope you visit to receive Jesus through his word and sacrament. Otherwise, check us out on the web at ConcordiaWilmington.com.
When pastors talk about us, they call us ad crucem. When laity mention us, they speak of ad crucem. When non-Lutherans address us, they say ADC Rucam. But no matter how you say it, Ad Crucem is the place to go for greeting cards, artwork, jewelry, ornaments, housewares, church certificates, church banners, and all your gift-buying needs. Visit adcrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. ADCRUCEM.com.
Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Hans Feeney is our guest. We're talking about a BuzzFeed column about homosexuality and the hosts of HGTV's Fixer Upper. You say that BuzzFeed and their ilk are not only undergoing a moral crisis, kind of that angst, as you say, of discovering, ooh, I liked those people when they held, where they supposedly hold such repugnant views as the biblical view of human sexuality. See, it's also a spiritual crisis for them. How so?
Well, it's the question in the end is, who is your God, and what does he require of you? And I think what's clear in this is that for many on the left, their God is the God of social justice, the God who demands whatever their version of equality to be. And so what that God ultimately demands is that all of those who refuse to submit to him must sort of be sacrificed on his altar, and that oftentimes the way that you have to show your devotion to the cause is by grabbing a hold of those who refuse to bow before him and making a public spectacle of them, publicly humiliating them to show that you have that your loyalty to the God of social justice is greater than it is to anyone else. You know, so this is the kind of thing you'll find, for example, when, you know, people will spread, if some kid comes out to his parents and they don't respond the way that he wants, you know, he'll write some big post about it and publicly shame his parents online. So the kind of the whole point of that is that you sacrifice, you show your devotion to this God by showing that you love this God of social justice even more than you love, you know, your own parents because they've refused to get on board. And I think that's sort of what's going on here, is that you've got these people who have said, well, we are completely committed to this God of social justice. And all of a sudden, they come to discover that these people that were sort of seeming like close friends to them, all of a sudden refuse to bow. And so the God of social justice looks at them, looks at these sort of the BuzzFeeders, and says, well, you know what to do. So they aim their sort of canons of judgment at those who refuse to bow. And, you know, this is kind of the point I was saying before. Well, we're waiting for a response to see what they really think about this, as though it's any of your business or as though you have any right to expect an answer from it. So we're lined up and we're ready to seize them and to strap them down to the altar and to sacrifice them, these people that, 5 seconds ago we loved, to show that, there's nothing we won't give up for the sake of the God of social justice.
Finally, why do other celebrities, famous folks, like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Tim Kaine, you point out in your Federalist article, all have pastors who hold precisely the same view as the pastor of Chip and Joanna Gaines holds on human sexuality? Why do they get a pass?
Well, in the same way that you're allowed to have a racist grandmother as long as you point out to everyone that she's racist, as long as you publicly disavow her. So it's kind of the same thought process there. So, you know, people know how cultural... People, by and large, know the difference between kind of cultural Catholicism and kind of general American Protestantism or evangelicalism. You know, that by and large, there are tons of people who would call themselves Catholics because they're, you know, they maybe go to Mass a couple times a year and they've got some loose association with the church that's mostly bound up in their ethnicity. And they recognize, well, this is what the Pope teaches, and that's fine, because as long as you publicly disavow the teachings of the Pope, then that's fine. You can say that you're a Catholic. So as long as you publicly state, as, you know, for example, as Tim Kaine did, I disagree with the Roman Catholic Church. I think the Roman Catholic Church is wrong, and I think the Roman Catholic Church is going to change. Well, then what you're saying is, yeah, technically I'm a Catholic, but I really serve the God of social justice, and that's where my true heart lies. And so as long as you do that, then fine, you can call yourself a Christian or a Catholic or whatever. But for a couple like Chip and Joanna Gaines, the reality is that there aren't kind of cultural evangelicals in the same way. And so if they go to a church that has a pastor that preaches that homosexuality is a sin, there's a higher chance that they believe that than there probably is if you're Roman Catholics in particular, if you're kind of politically liberal Roman Catholics. So, you know, the odds that they actually believe this stuff and that's why they go to this church are fairly high. And so that's kind of the whole point, is that they are still indicating that all the signs indicate that they worship the actual God rather than the God of social justice, that they worship this God of bigoted Christianity. And until they disavow him, the plan is going to be we're going to strap them to the altar of the God of social justice and sacrifice their reputations to show our obedience.
So does that also explain why the media don't go and ask the pastors of Nancy Pelosi or Tim Kaine what their views are?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter, because the reality is that they've already publicly disavowed the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. So they've got the in. They've paid their tax that allows them to come out of Bigotville by disavowing the teachings of the church that are found to be offensive.
You say it's a teaching moment for overreacting left. What do they need to learn?
Introspection is how I would put it. I start off in the article talking about how when I was substitute teaching after college, and I had all these kids in class who had these sort of silly, ridiculous, made-up names, and I always thought to myself, man, only just a shallow, vapid person would give their kid a dumb name like that. And then a couple years later, one of my best friends gave his kid a dumb name like that. And so in that moment, I'm kind of going, either I was wrong about my major premise that you can't be a smart person and give your kid kind of a weird name that I wouldn't name my kid, or I was wrong to think that this mountain of evidence that I had throughout the years that my friend was a really nice, interesting, fascinating human being, that I was somehow wrong that entire time. And so when you're kind of faced with those two options, which is what they have before them, either you're wrong and you can actually be a nice, good, honest, decent person and oppose same-sex marriage, or they were wrong that Chip and Joanna Gaines were nice, decent people this whole time, an introspective moment should lead you to see, oh, yeah, you know what, you actually probably can not agree with me on this issue. You probably can think that maybe homosexuality is not the greatest thing in the entire world, and that you shouldn't engage in it, and still be a nice, honest person. But instead, they're clearly choosing the option of, oh, they tricked us this whole time. They were really awful, terrible, wretched human beings this whole time, and we fell for it, and now they need to be punished for misleading us.
Pastor Hans Feeney is pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois, creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, a senior contributor to The Federalist, and author of a recent column, BuzzFeed Wants to Destroy Chip and Joanna Gaines for Being Christian and Wildly Popular. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Hans, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.